never been more sure that she might be having some sort of mental breakdown when she ordered the mozzarella sticks. That's not supposed to go like that. How you feeling this morning, Al?
Lit.
Lit. No, lit
not,
today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
It's a Laker day. Long day for you. So Chris has no lit.
Well, I'm...
You should do lit for the Laker game. just show up. Just do like the rejoins from all of the Laker breaks and... He should do that. Be on
Chris
with Michael and John.
Literally throwing it to John and Michael live. John, wait a second.
Look, we just came up with a great idea. I think we need to. We absolutely need to do that.
Yeah. So that way, if you have an early 3 p. or a 4:30 start or something like that, he just keeps going.
You feeling the 3 o'clock starts? You like that? I mean, because we were talking a little bit about it. You went from doing our show.
Yeah.
You had, I don't know, 8 minutes between the end of our show and the start.
Go use the bathroom and come back.
Your pregame show. I think I like that better than just having a big long window in between.
Okay, so it is actually a kind of the balance of it. You don't get too many of these, right? You get that one couple East Coast road trips a year where they're going to, it's Brooklyn, it's New York, it's Indiana. Like, they're going to hit all these teams. When you have the 7:30 tips and you feel like you have kind of 4 hours, 3 hours to kind of do something else, it's a perfect balance. Yesterday,
wasn't, you prefer that?
No, it's not even a preference. It is. I like that I'm always doing it a little bit differently.
Oh, it makes a variety is the spice of life, Slee. Yes,
so like indeed. This week is unique because you're basically done by 8 o'clock. You're not done at 11.
You can hit your donut shop at like 8:45 on your way home.
I wait 8:55. Just I have time.
Slide in it. Hey, you wait for the guy to walk to the door to lock it and turn the sign from open to close. Real quick, can I get a couple apple fritters? If you wouldn't mind, can you make them fresh? Just can we?
What has
that out
not
really quick?
Been made? Yeah. I want to know what.
What don't you have? Because that's what I'd like.
What did you run out of?
Speaking
I want
of
that.
Donuts. So when I went to the bagel place this weekend, when I got a bagel that included bacon and cheese.
That blew my mind. By the way, I'm not kidding. That blew my mind yesterday. Because then I got confused of what does it mean
exactly.
when you just ask for a bagel.
You and I, and this is why you got to watch us on YouTube, the ESPN LA YouTube channel, because when she said, well, that's just what a bagel, Al and I immediately looked at each other like, that's not what a bagel means.
Well, I got
confused. East Coast thing, guys. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
A bagel.
But on the East Coast, what do they do when they just want a bagel?
If I just said, I got a bagel, what would you assume is on my bagel?
I feel maybe cream cheese, you know, something like that, just something simple.
Something cream cheese, maybe a little butter.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
That there was egg, bacon, and cheese on there. Yeah. By the way, I'm not.
Fantastic.
It's a great sandwich.
No, it's an amazing sandwich.
It's an amazing sandwich, but that's just the default setting. Like, would you have to order a bagel? I'd like a bagel, remove the egg, bacon, and cheese. That seems like a step that's unnecessary.
I guess maybe I would more call it a bacon, egg, and cheese, but if you say I got a bagel, you assume it was a sandwich. But let's just. That's not why I brought this up today.
No. It still doesn't, because I still get confused with I'm just asking for a bagel and they're coming with a triple decker.
It's like ordering a cup of coffee that has a hot fudge sundae on top of it.
Well,
it's just a cup of coffee.
Right? You said coffee, right?
But in addition, my roommate wanted a bagel with cream cheese. And so I went up to the counter. And this is why I think, so you're thinking about the thing where like, okay, Susan's not right because she's ordering mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
I went up to the thing and I said, oh, can I also get a bagel with whipped cream? And the guy was like, okay, so yeah, bagel with cream cheese. And I was like, did I just say whipped cream? And he's like, yeah, people say it all the time. People say donuts when they want bagels. And I was like, okay. And then this is an addition. On Friday, I was texting my friends and I was they were coming late. And I was like, hey, does anybody oppose to like a bottle of wine for the table? I was like, I said white wine for the table. And I said, unless you have any obligations. What I meant to say was objections.
Oh.
And
I'm obligated to drink white wine on Saturday nights.
One friend got it and one friend just went along with obligations. And I think I'm just having this like weird thing where my brain is not working with my mouth.
I'd probably just go along with it.
Anyway, so that's why
it happens all
I brought
the time.
Up donuts. So.
So, Emily, I don't know if this has happened to me before, but it happened yesterday. I've shared some of the dreams that I've had. The sports-related dreams, right? Because we're a sports show. Like, for instance, when I was told that Marcus Morris would be my new co-host, and you all just
left
me there.
That's right. It was Marcus Morris. I thought it was Markeith.
I think it was Marcus.
No, I think you're right. It was Marcus.
I think it was
the Clipper.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But it was one of the Morris brothers was my new co-host, even though we've never met each other. I had another one last night, only... The jump-off point was one of your factor cap questions.
Ooh, which one?
the question about whether you'd rather wear a tight shirt or tight pants.
Actually, I don't think that was mine. That was Ask Slee.
Was that an Ask Slee?
Wasn't
Ask Slee. Okay, so then Ask Slee has penetrated my subconscious. Okay, so I had a dream last night.
We both went, we'd rather have tight pants.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. That's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I had a dream last night that Steve Garvey, who was my favorite Dodger as a kid growing up, invited me to go to a Dodger game with him. Mm. Okay? Like, Steve Garvey somehow got in touch and said, Trav, I'd like to go to the Dodger game. Would you like to come with me?
Yeah.
And we'll sit together and we'll watch the game. I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to go.
Steve, let me check my schedule.
I get to go to a Dodger game with Steve Garvey.
Yep.
But you know, dreams where like they're not like perfectly sequential. Next thing I know, I'm in Steve Garvey's car with Steve Garvey, pulling up to Dodger Stadium. Only it's not really Dodger Stadium. It's kind of like this hybrid of Dodger Stadium and the Coliseum and SoFi. It's this weird combination of local venues.
Sure.
And I have on a Steve Garvey jersey that's 10 sizes too small for me, that he's given me, that he wants me to wear with him at the Dodge game.
Yep.
And I'm so uncomfortable, Al, that I'm, you know, I'm doing this thing where I'm pulling and trying to stretch and all these things. And he's looking at me like, you don't like the jersey? I'm like, well, it's not that I don't like it. It doesn't really fit all that great. And now he's upset that I'd want to take the Steve Garvey
this
jersey
is not
off,
off
and I'm
to
with
a good
the Steve
start.
Garvey.
It's not a good, this is Garvey himself.
So fast forward, now we're walking through the concourse at Dodger Stadium. I still want to go to the Dodger game with Steve Garvey. Now I got on this weird white Dodger hat. Never seen a white Dodger hat, but I got one on. Doesn't fit very well either. And Steve Garvey won't go to the seats with me.
Because
he wants to mingle with the people and be Steve Garvey. And I'm like, can we just go? And the game's taking place. And I'm getting frustrated that we're not watching the game. Steve Garvey won't let me go. I got this terrible Steve Garvey jersey that's too small on. What the hell's going on in my head?
I hope this is not a sign of what's to come this upcoming year.
Right.
Could you be taking it that way? That guys.
I didn't think of it. Maybe.
Guys, I forget about what happened in the offseason. I had a dream. And then that dream is kind of the basis of what eventually happens.
And it was unpleasant. Like, you would think having a dream, going to a baseball game with one of your favorite players as a kid would be a wonderfully pleasant experience. It was dreadful.
Not good.
It's all
I think it's
too small.
Maybe it's like you'd go to all these lengths
so uncomfortable to
prove something to someone that you want so badly to have someone in your life's approval, and you're going really far for it, but you're kind of like losing yourself in it. Maybe that's like my dream interpretation, because you're trying to prove that you want to be cool, you want to do what Steve Garvey wants, but like your shirt's too tight.
Perhaps.
And it's making you so uncomfortable.
But why am I seeking Steve Garvey's approval in my life?
Yeah,
I think I take away
that, you know, Garvey thought he was too cool for you. Which is kind of BS.
Well, he was trying to embarrass you.
Well,
Garvey doesn't have a mic Monday through Friday. Garvey's not doing the ramps pre-half and post.
Bergman says to me this morning, goes, wait, weren't we just talking about Steve Garvey? I'm like, and we were. We remember with Scott Rolen getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Like, so all of basically this show has worked as a little petri dish for my subconscious that's coming out a couple of weeks after the fact. That I've got Steve Garvey remnants knocking around.
Okay, question
there,
for you.
And a shirt that doesn't fit.
Did you take anything yesterday before you went to bed?
Not a thing.
Is that a fair question?
Sure,
that sometimes
it
might get you in a certain state.
Okay. That being said, when I am in a certain state, I'm
you
dreamless.
Sleep like a
dreamless. Mm. Not, or I'm sure I have them, but I don't remember them. I remember that I woke up this morning. I'm like, I'm looking around on the floor for the Garvey jersey.
Did you get way too much sleep last night?
No, but honestly, like almost a perfect amount. I went to sleep about 10:30. I got up at 5:45, like a perfect amount of sleep.
So this is your normal routine and everything.
Wasn't looking at baseball cards or anything like
nothing like that.
Nothing.
I think I have a solution here.
I also feel like it's interesting that you were in not necessarily, it was in Dodger Stadium, but it was an amalgamation of all these different stadiums in Los Angeles. I'm trying to figure
and
out
he didn't
what
want,
that
does. He didn't want to go watch. He wanted to just hang out and let people know that
it
he
started
was
Dodger Stadium, and then he's shaking hands at Hollywood Bowl.
Kind of.
Right?
Might as well.
Doesn't matter.
Might as well.
What
like,
color was the jersey?
Home Dodger white.
Okay. Did you guys go when you were in, I don't know if you guys went through downtown or not, did you guys go to the last bookstore? Is there any cross-pollination between Taylor's date and where they went? Anybody have ramen before?
If I have a dream about ramen and medieval surgeries a month from now, I'm going to know where it came from. Like, but this one just kind of bubbled up out of nowhere. Like Steve, I haven't really given Steve. I'm still a Steve Garvey fan. Still would love to. Steve, if you're listening, I'd love to go to a game with
By
you.
By the way,
I'll wear the jersey.
If he
but
was
it needs
listening, 100%. He's never reaching out at this point. He's 100% not going to a game
Scratch
with you.
Scratch that guy off the list, weirdo.
I find it so interesting how often a specific player occurs in your dream, because I don't dream of sports. Sports is not what I dream of.
I have sports dreams, but they're more like that's more
yeah, but
of
it's
a
Marcus
work dream
Morris
than a
and
dream,
Steve Garvey.
Yeah.
The players are not.
It's not LeBron James and Matthew Stafford. it's peripheral players.
It wasn't
old-timers.
Mookie on the Dodgers. No. It wasn't Kershaw.
Garvey was my guy.
Back to Garvey.
And I also wanted to see like this amalgamation of all these stadiums, but then also have the NASCAR cars going at the same time.
Are you going this weekend?
I've thought about it. I don't think I am, but if I get a cheap ticket or a reduced price ticket, then I might go. But I won't.
Does Coliseum?
Yeah, it's on Sunday.
Do you know who's performing? Because that's going to be the big determinant for me.
I think it's Ice Cube again, isn't it?
Okay, but is Pitbull going to be
I don't know the answer to that. And I'm not even 100% sure that Ice Cube is, but they've been playing both him and Pitbull during the commercials. So I don't know.
I don't think Pitbull knows if he's performing.
Hey, hey, hey.
They might tell Pitbull on Saturday night. Hey.
Couldn't find anybody else.
For all I know, I don't know. Is Pitbull still incredibly famous?
Emily's the Pitbull fan.
Obviously.
I'm not. But I'm talking top notch right now still.
If he walked in the street, people would be stopping Pitbull.
If he walked in the street, I would say, hey, just
look
out of
curiosity,
you know a good place to eat around here?
No. Pitbull pulls.
I'm not
pulls.
A Pitbull fan. Pitbull fan? He put on. He was good.
All right.
He did a good job. Like it was. It was last year on that weekend. It was like 100 degrees on that day. It was super hot.
And
he's in the leather jacket and the whole thing. So it's kind of a weird deal. But he did a good job. I'm looking forward to it. I will report back on Monday with full NASCAR expertise.
And hopefully some type of dream in the mix.
So if you are a therapist, if you are a psychologist, or whoever might interpret these dreams, hit us up. 877-710-ESPN. LeBron and AD did not go last night. LeBron is going to go tonight. That was reported earlier. And Russell Westbrook did something that is awesome. Until you look at what LeBron James has done, and then it puts everything into perspective. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot of people send me Steve Garvey texts and tweets and things about
They're
that.
Trying to help you. Trying to put the pieces together.
Trying to unpack exactly what it is I'm going through in my life. Look, maybe I've hit that point where I'm longing for my childhood. And Steve Garvey was my guy when I was, 10 years old. And I want to feel like that all over again. So why did he give me a jersey that wouldn't have fit a 10-year-old?
Now, if tomorrow I'm going to a Lakers game with Eddie Jones and he gives me a really small jersey, then
we're
there
on
might
to
be
something.
Some connection here. Or Vlade. Maybe it's Vlade. Should be Vlade out of everybody.
I like Eddie Jones better. I can just feel that being really tight. Like, Vlade's a big man. He'd have big jerseys. Yeah. This is a better look. John in Huntington Beach says, that was my ass sleeve, fam. So, yes, I accept my Mandy as caller of the year for it. Hashtag tight pants or shirt.
Yeah, we
go,
just
John.
Give them away.
Well, we don't
them
get
away.
Them.
No,
we just
give
hand them out.
Yeah,
we just hand them out.
Also, at the race this weekend, Cypress Hill is going to be one of the performers.
Great.
So
great.
That's one of the ones I saw.
I'm gonna here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna show up, gonna have a couple beers, gonna watch the show. They're gonna race for about 45 minutes.
Okay.
They take halftime in this race. It's brilliant. They pull all the cars in like to the 50-yard line. Somebody comes out, Cypress Hill, does 10, 15, 20 minutes. Great. Start the cars, gonna race for another 45 minutes. Poosh.
That's perfect.
It's awesome.
That's perfect.
I can't tell you how great of a day it is.
Yeah, no, that's
it's
perfect.
It's really short, but it's the perfect amount of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been to the track out in Fontana? Have you gone to like a real, I don't want to say real, but the full Monty?
When they used to have the, I think it was the Sprint Series.
Yeah.
Everybody said, this was years ago, but I did go and Jimmy Johnson had won that day. It was awesome. It was really cool. Now, it wasn't like, hey, I'm getting out. I'm getting season tickets. I'm going every time they come. It wasn't like that. but it was experiencing something completely different than you're accustomed to. I couldn't hear anything for a week, but other than
oh, did
that,
you not have the headset?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's loud as hell.
Couldn't hear anything.
It's so loud. And when on the big Fontana track, I think it's a 2-mile oval, they get up to 200 miles an hour.
That was real deal.
The thing over here, they're not, it's tiny. It's like inside the Coliseum. It's like running a lap around your kitchen. It's mm-hmm. tiny. The speed isn't great, but they smash into each other. It's awesome.
But
I can't
there's not
wait
as
go.
Much overtaking, which is the exciting part about
Look at her
racing.
Overtaking like FWF. Yeah. You're like an F1 expert, you and me both.
Yes, exactly. You know, pole position.
I believe in NASCAR, it's passing. Only in Formula One is
no
it overtaking.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
She tried to use some terms like when World Cup was going on. You tried to, getting it all in. It's fair. I do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, she and I have the same level of F1 expertise. We watch Drive to Survive,
and
we watch
some
the races.
Games. Yeah, some races.
You feel like you're in it.
I don't wake
you're
up that early for
pretty
them.
Fun. Yeah, pretty fun. TiVo or whatever it's called. DVR. You can do that now. LeBron is playing tonight. Anthony Davis is probable. Patrick Beverly is out.
Out. Mm-hmm.
So. Third game in, what would that be, 4 nights, right?
Saturday, yep, Monday, Tuesday. Third game, 4 nights.
That's a lot to ask. Mm-hmm. And watching the game last night, they lose to Brooklyn. No big surprise. They had both of their big guns on the bench. This is just kind of the modern NBA now, where if you have 3 games in 4 nights, that your best players are not going to play in all 3 of those games. That's just the way it goes now. And the Lakers, I don't want to say gave away a game because everybody does it, but you put yourself in a position where you're in 12th, 13th place all season long. Can you really afford to give away any games?
No.
And they did.
The answer is no.
There was no chance they were going to win that game last night.
Yeah. By the way, you know, I got some calls in the postgame show, and I get it. I understand where people are coming from. The LeBron piece of it is anytime LeBron James decides, all right, and he's played in the last, I don't know if it's the last 2 or 3 back-to-backs. He's played in both of them.
Okay.
In this one, this one specific, it seemed like they were going to take either Brooklyn off or they were going to take the Knicks game off. Take Brooklyn off, you play against, you know, Madison Square Garden.
Of course.
Completely understand that.
Sure.
It's actually one of the first times I've seen you take the first one off to a back-to-back. Usually you take the second
one off. Is it because of the
off.
Garden, or is it because the Knicks is a more winnable game, or is it just we played a couple of nights before?
I think it's the Garden. That's
it's
it.
It's the Garden.
I don't think there's anything
think
else to
right.
it, because if there was a winnable game, it was yesterday. At least Knicks
with no KD
have all their guys. Yeah. Knicks are a couple games over 500. Brooklyn didn't have KD. They didn't have Ben Simmons. I think they were 3-6 over their last 9 games. So it's not like all of a sudden they went on a run.
What
when
did they
KD
win? They won
out.
Like 17 in a row. Was it, how many did they win in a row before they went back into the toilet again?
I don't know.
They're a weird team.
I don't know what it was. It was definitely double digits.
For sure, double digits.
Something out of 18. I don't think it was. I know they went on a streak where it was like 12, 13.
I think
something
it was
like
16 to 17.
Something
or
like that.
Yeah.
So it, just to kind of go off what you just said, they're not in a position to. Bron takes a night off. I can't say anything because it's LeBron James. AD takes a night off. Listen, of course there were Laker fans, you know, asking, hey, he had just taken off 20 games. Why is he taking this game off? By the way, I would even make the argument, let AD play yesterday and then have AD not play today. They're not going to play him in back-to-backs. They're not going to, because they are bringing him back from an injury.
Sure.
Darvin Ham said pregame, this was always planned. He's going to take one of these off.
Would you rather split them up or just have them both off on the same night?
Look, that's, by the way, that's a good argument.
Yeah.
I'd rather split them up personally.
You would.
I'll tell you why. There's only reason why. I think the Lakers have a legitimate chance of beating the Brooklyn Nets with Anthony Davis on the floor yesterday. They have a legitimate chance of doing it. I think we were saying yesterday, hey, it's 5-1 that they probably won't win this game. But AD's on there, it changes everything. The Lakers have played without Anthony Davis for a ton of games. And Bron has been the main player. And actually, a lot of those players are accustomed to playing without Anthony Davis, because mm-hmm. they've gone 50% of the season or whatever without AD. But we could just be, the Lakers could easily look at that strategy and say, we'd rather just have both of them and split these games.
I was going to say, let's have one good chance of winning a game as opposed to 2 mediocre chances of winning a game. Right?
Fair argument. That's
kind of the way that I look at it. If you said to me, you got a 40% chance to win here with one of them, a 40% chance to win here with one of them, or you got a 60% chance in this one and a 0% chance, I think I'll take the 60.
Well, here's what's happened, too. They're the only team in the West of all these teams that are trying to make the playoffs or playing. They got 28 losses. Nobody has 27 or 28. So there's actually a little bit of a cushion now between the Lakers and the Blazers, the Jazz, the Thunder, all those teams have 25 or 26 losses. So the Lakers are, whether you like it or not, they're moving in the wrong direction of the standings. And, you know, we'll see what happens tonight. You know, Bron and Anthony Davis, both in the lineup. You expect the Lakers to win. But you don't know. I mean, every single night, the Knicks are three games over 500. They're seventh in the Eastern Conference. It's not like they're 10 games below 500.
No,
Knicks
okay.
are playing decent basketball.
They're average, and the Lakers are below average, and that's just the reality of it all. I want to go back to what you said a second ago. Seeing, and I said this to you during the break, seeing LeBron James sit on the bench during a game, I get it. He's in his 20th year, and he's earned the right to take a night off here or there to make sure that he's at his best when he needs to be at his best. He's been playing heavy minutes all season long. He's been relatively healthy all season long, and it's just load management, for lack of a better word. He's 20 years in. He's averaging 31 a night now all of a sudden. You need a night off, LeBron James, you've earned it. Grab a seat, watch the game. We'll get you tomorrow night, and we'll go do our thing. I see Anthony Davis sitting next to him. I'm like, man, I just can't. It's the exact opposite feeling of that. It's like you were just gone for a month. Mm-hmm. And I know that he's coming back from an injury, but he is not in his 20th season. Mm-hmm. He's not 30 years old.
No, you want to see him in.
And you want, and it's this thing, it's just sitting there, it's like, there he is. It's just so deflating. Mm-hmm. It is such an underwhelming emotion to watch him. LeBron has earned the right to, I think about this all the time. When you've been doing your job for 20 years and you need a day off, take a day off. Mm-hmm. If you've been there for 2 weeks, you can't take a day off to go hang out with your buddies. You need to go work, right? And he's the guy that's, I don't want to say just got here. He's been in here for a minute, but you see him on the sidelines, theoretically healthy, and he's not there. It's just incredibly deflating every time you see it. And I think it's just going to be that way in perpetuity until he's playing 60, 65 games a year, and then it's just normal load management.
On top of that, too, I pointed it out, right? Look at where they are in the standings. Ish. This is a moment where they only got, this is the 52nd game of the year. They got 31 games left. Trev, there's not many games
not
left in the season.
It's not a lot.
31 is not a lot. By the time you get to the All-Star break, which is coming up in 8 games, you're only going to have 23, 24 games left. That's it.
So the ground, sprint to the finish line.
The ground that you have to make up, every one of these games certainly matters. And, you know, we'll see what they do tonight. But I'm with you. I get it. I understand it. You see Anthony Davis. And like I said, this was planned for them. He's not going to play in these back-to-backs. But
that's the thing, Al. Like, if it were just I don't play in back-to-backs, okay. I don't love it, but I get it. Mm-hmm. I get that this is the Luka Doncic and Giannis. These guys, they're playing 65 games a year. That's just kind of the way that it goes. It's the days of Jordan and Magic and Kareem, the thing that Michael yells about all the time, that you played 80 or 82 games. It's gone. It's gone, and it's not coming back. This is the way that it is. I'm okay with I don't play in back-to-backs. I don't like it, but I understand it. But you can't miss a month and then not playing back-to-backs. Yeah. You can't miss, you know, 3 out of 4 games and then not play. It's at some point you have to play, and he's not. It's terribly frustrating.
What you want to see is what Bron has done this year. Fellas, get on my back. I can't guarantee you a win every night, but I'll lead us to wherever we're trying to get to. You want to see that a little bit from AD.
So last night, Russell Westbrook cracked the top 10 in all-time assists.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Yep, passes Gary Payton.
Incredible accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Passed the glove, right? And Russell Westbrook is an MVP. Mm-hmm. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's one of the great point guards of his generation. And he's looking up at LeBron James. Mm-hmm. That's all I could think about. And no disrespect to Russ at all. I want to tell you why I can't get LeBron out of my mind. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So apparently I'm not the only one that's having weird dreams out there, Al. You ready for this one?
Sure.
This kind of freaks me out a little bit. This is from
the guy was at the game with you and Garvey.
No, that would be awesome.
It's the guy Garvey kept going up to talk to, and you wanted to go to your seat.
That would be awesome. That, by the way, that means that we're supposed to be best friends.
Trav, I was there. What?
This is from Quinn Royston, who says, on Weird Dreams, last night I kept waking up in alternate universes, not having any idea how I got there. One moment I'm falling asleep, the next I'm in a car with my family asking how I got there. Plus, and this is the scary part, the sleep paralysis aliens swung by a few times. Super fun. What is that? That so sounds terrifying.
So sleep paralysis stuff. Have you guys ever suffered from sleep paralysis ever?
Yeah. What is it? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
It's when you... So it's when you're... It's only happened to me like twice. So it's when you're asleep. And
June 7th, 2004.
Well, no, you do remember it. So you're sleeping and you wake up, but like you know you're asleep. And you can't move yourself. So you're like you're
that's
you're
happened.
Awake, yeah. But you can't move yourself. And then there is something in your room. So it's like
not something
an
in my
alien,
room.
A demon.
Is it a raccoon?
It's a lot of no.
But size this of is a like, demon,
this is like a dark figure.
Yeah, it's a dark figure, a demon, alien, and it seems very menacing. And you want to move
no,
yourself,
I think
but
I have
you
had
can't.
That.
But you can't
have
move
you really?
Yourself.
Yeah.
And it's very scary.
I don't want that.
So that of the not being able to move yourself,
yes.
That definitely, when you say there's something in your room, I don't think I have the exact detail, but I kind of have like a vague of what you're talking about.
Right.
Vague understanding.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. It's absolutely terrible. You never forget it because it's like, this is a thing that you're like, this is like.
When does Marcus Moore show up? And Steve Garvey.
He's actually the dark figure in the corner of the room that's scaring you.
Just saying, I'll take my weird dreams with random sports figures all day. I don't want some demon in my room and I can't move.
You laughful. Haven't lived until you.
I get it all the time. I've just accepted the fact, and you know
you get that
of,
all the time.
Kind of fun, yeah.
By
probably
the way, like I like
you're into dark stuff. You're into girls that love 16th century birthing
but
techniques.
But I like the acceptance of it. Because once you accept it, you're like, all
what
right,
am I going to do about
yeah,
it?
What yeah. are you going to do about it? No, not even what are you going to do about it.
Well,
what are you
going to
do
room.
About it? Whoever's on the other side of the room.
You sounds can sage awful. Your room.
Who
you
says
can
I
cleanse
have
it?
It.
Ugh, yeah, I don't know.
Nah.
By the the way.
I don't
know. Don't nest.
You're lucky, Travis.
You brought up the dream.
Yeah, but I didn't know
and
there
then
were
the dream got the
I didn't
tweet.
Know there were
and then
sleep
the tweet
demons.
Got...
That sounds terrible. I just want to figure out why
tonight,
I'm
tonight.
Not even a Clipper fan and Marcus Morris shows up. That's what I'm trying to figure
I
out.
I just want you to think about this before you go to bed tonight and tomorrow night and the
Taylor,
following
Taylor, bad
night.
Guy over there trying to wish the sleep demons on me. Now I'm definitely going
to everybody's got to try it once.
I'm going to have insomnia for the next 2 weeks. One more, Big E. So this is, by the way, kind of bummer, but it's also pretty accurate. So the Lakers, in need of wins, rest their stars against a crappy Jersey team, but definitely will play against a tougher Knicks team because they want the limelight of Madison Square Garden.
Very Lakers.
I don't have a great response to that. Do you?
What if I say you're going to sit one of them either way?
Mm-hmm.
That you got the game on Saturday, they went to overtime, gives you an extra day of rest. But to be honest with you, I think they were going to play in Madison Square Garden, period. So I think what Big E is saying, I don't fully disagree with.
Yeah.
Because I think if MSG was the first of the two games, I think they would have played MSG and not played in Brooklyn.
Yeah, they're going to play in the Garden. Look, there are two places in the NBA where if you are an NBA star, you
can
want
I
to
name
ball
them?
Out. Yeah, it's not
Madison
hard.
Square Garden, yeah. Smoothie King Center,
obviously
in New Orleans.
Obviously, what else would it
have
been?
It is still my favorite
FTX Arena.
It is still my favorite name. The Smoothie King Center
do
Arena.
You, is the sleep train thing in Sacramento, is that still called that?
No,
a long time ago.
They got rid of that?
I think
Golden
it was
One
Sleep
Center
Train.
Now.
It was Arco. Remember Arco Arena? First. Then I think Sleep Train.
Arco's
and now
a
it's...
gas station like they exist. Not a smoothie thing in a strip mall.
Okay, gas station. Don't bad least, talk Smoothie King.
At least gas stations have like good spots.
That's
it's
funny.
A gas station.
Everybody I wish I was on that pitch. Guys, we got it. Smoothie King Arena Center facility.
See?
Blueberry Blast is coming too.
Oh, crypto.com is a lot better.
Yeah, well, crypto.com is a terrible name. It
well,
is.
Yeah, I don't think it, I don't think I was name. I was putting crypto on the top of the list. I was just more pointing out Smoothie King Center.
But look, Staples, they sell pet highlighters and notepads. Yeah. So I mean, when you really
and everyone was so passionate about that one.
Look, I like a nice office supply place too. I need a new chair. I know where to go, but it's.
I'll never go to that arena again. It's never the same.
They should have
my
shopped
man,
at Staples more.
They literally were selling file cabinets there, and I don't even know how many there are left.
It's not like it's War Veterans Memorial Stadium where we honor the dead of former American wars. Staples Center, man.
Staples Center. You can buy licorice on your way out. They got candy right there after you got your. Printer.
Exactly. You need toner and licorice. We got you covered. It's the one place you can get both.
I was so passionate about that.
It's pretty funny. Russell Westbrook broke into the top 10 in all-time assists.
Yeah.
And
by the way, just for a Gary quick Payton. Second, top 10.
It's amazing.
All-time assists.
Yeah.
And Russ just cracked that top 10. That's an unbelievable accomplishment.
Towards the end of a Hall of Fame caliber career. Russell Westbrook's going to the Hall of Fame. He's an MVP. He averaged a triple-double. He's a point guard. He's one of the great point guards of his era. Maybe slightly non-traditional, but...
I agree.
He's in the top 10 of all-time assists. And what an amazing accomplishment. And I'm reading it. I seen it last night. And it's like, okay, that's pretty cool. LeBron James, who is not a point guard, who will very soon, in the next handful of games, become the league's all-time leading scorer.
Yep.
He will have scored more buckets than anybody else. Has more assists than Russell Westbrook. A lot more. He's in the top. He's going to pass Mark Jackson and Steve Nash here. Could happen as soon as tonight.
Yep.
If he gets eight, he'll be jump over two more guys, and he's inside the top five. LeBron James.
So can I give you? Let me give another perspective to this. Okay. So last week, I think it was Friday night. You mentioned you and AK Andy Kamenitsky were.
Yeah.
So last Friday night, AK and I were doing the Spectrum show.
Okay.
Right? And that one of the questions was, give me a stat that is just kind of mind-boggling about LeBron James.
Yep.
And AK said, let's not overthink this. He's about to break the record for most points scored.
Sure.
And my response was, you're right, that is the one. But can I tell you what happened 2 months ago? LeBron passed Magic for all-time in assists.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. So in the same year that Bron is going to pass Kareem in points, he's going to pass Magic in assists. When the dust settles and it's all said and done, he'll be number one in points.
He'll be top four
in all-time assists. And I don't even know where he is in some of these other stats, rebounds, minutes played, all that stuff.
Steals.
But it seems like every day he's like, he passed Hakeem here. And remember what... Think of all-time three-point shooting. Think of all these players. That, to me, I'm with you. That I pause for a second on that one, and I'm like, no, these don't add up.
You don't.
You're not supposed to be. Go look at these players that are top 10 in all-time assists. Do you know how far away they probably are from all-time points?
It's
go look at all-time points. Do you know how far away those top 10 are from all-time assists?
Yeah, where's Kareem on the all-time assist list? Not top four.
He's got 98 total.
Right. Emily and I were talking about this morning, and you just mentioned what you guys were talking about on the Spectrum show. You could say, and by the way, 877-710-ESPN, go ahead and get in on this. What is the thing you think of first when it comes to LeBron James? There are 30 possible answers, and they're all good. There is no right or wrong answer to this. It could be the points. It could be that he's top four in assists despite not being a point guard, despite being a wing player and having the most points. It could be, Emily said this morning, that when the first thing she thinks of when she thinks of LeBron is the 3-1 comeback against the Warriors, where he led the series in everything. Pick a category. Yeah, it's LeBron James.
And on one of the best teams, against one of the best teams of all time.
And coming back from a 3-1 deficit. And that's a great answer. And that's probably number 12 on other people's lists. And it's a great answer. I don't know if we have – Jordan is another guy. We have a bunch of different memories and all these things. But LeBron fits into so many different categories. And because he's still playing, like you said, he's going to become the all-time points leader here in a couple of weeks, right? Or if not sooner. He's going to put that record so far out of reach that somebody is going to have to come around like Luka and play 25 years to catch him. That's what LeBron's going to do, and it's just not going to happen. We don't appreciate it, and it's only when you see a Westbrook number, or he passes Magic Johnson, or he does this or does that, you say, "Wait, that doesn't even add up." And last night was one of those nights.
You, when you brought it up, I wasn't sure the angle that you were taking about Russ, Gary Payton getting the top 10, but when you, and I had seen it yesterday when they said it was. They had Gary Payton on the list, or Russ passing Gary Payton. I'm doing the postgame show, and I'm looking at Bron, and I already knew Bron was top five or top six, wherever he is right now. I'm like, wait, he's only 7 assists away from Mark Jackson
and eight assists away from
Steve Nash. I'm like, all right, so he's going to pass both of these dudes
tonight, probably,
in literally the same night. But these are better moments to reflect on it, because I know for me, when I'm doing, hey, LeBron had 35, 9, and 10 tonight, I brush by it so easily, because I want to point out that Thomas Bryant had 18 and 11.
Right.
And so some people, I think, get annoyed by it. Oh, you know, you guys, you talk too much about Bron. Look where the Lakers are. nobody's justifying where the Lakers are. It's just the dude ain't going to play for his entire life. And if we don't do it now, by the time he's done playing, we'll have missed that opportunity to highlight
it. Do you have something that jumps to mind? Like when you think of LeBron James, the first thought is what?
I think of his style of play. That I just think of, he's a version of Magic Johnson in Karl Malone's body. He's a facilitator. He makes the right basketball play. That's what I think of.
It's a great answer.
You can even go like individual stuff.
Yeah.
But I just think of him overall, and I'm like, what is this?
And I've said that before too. He's a combination of Magic Johnson and Karl Malone and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's not the 7-footer but he's going to score like Jabbar. He's going to score he's going to score like nobody else. He's going to do that more. He assists like Magic. He's built like Karl Malone. He's fast like John Wall. I mean, it's just this incredible combination of things. For me, it's just his unbelievable consistency and his steadiness when it comes to, I play every night. Only until the last couple of seasons has he been a little bit more strategic about missing some games. He's in his 20th year. It makes perfect sense. He basically played every night for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
And almost three and a half seasons of playoff games.
Yes, that he's really never had that thing that just, okay, he's done for 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is. He's been incredibly durable to do that. Yeah. No, we got the gods at bay. We knocked on the table.
Yep.
But it's, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Just that unbelievable consistency. We got some fans that want to get in on this. That's coming up in just a little bit. But coming up next, it's Hey Did You See with the raccoon wrangler, Taylor Smith. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. No critters last night?
Nope, no demons in my sleep.
Sliding
I
door
like a baby.
Open or closed right now?
I've been closing it.
Okay.
Cat's not happy about it, but got
to
do it.
Yep. Do you have to get up to let the cat out?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I've got to figure that out.
What do you got for us?
Okay, let's go.
I was trying to think of a solution. I didn't
have anything. I was thinking you could put it up high so the cat could teach the cat how to get in and out of there.
Yeah.
If the cat can do it, a raccoon could probably do it, right?
Yeah, they can fit in a gutter if they want to.
Take your chances, bro. Open the door.
All right, guys.
It wider.
Did you see that 12% of U.S. households own a boat? So, Slee, if you had a boat or yacht, what would you name it?
I can't do Ask Slee because you would use that.
Ask C.
Oh.
Damn.
That's not bad. By the way, those maritime puns.
It has to be a C pun.
I know. The maritime puns do not work for me.
Trying to think here. Yeah, you can't do like a Showtime. You know, you can't do that.
You could.
Yeah.
You should have the SS Vladi Divots.
Eddie Jones. Go to Eddie. Maybe a Showtime. Maybe something like that.
Not
got
bad.
A little tie.
Not bad.
Showtime.
I'm trying to think of San Diego.
Because you might go take
either.
It to a lake.
It's not,
I'm by good
the way,
at this stuff.
By the way, you should open a business naming boats. You're very good at this.
I like that.
All right, Travis.
Showtime Lakers.
I feel like I need to name it after Steve Garvey right now. I just feel like I'm in a Garvey mode. It would be some baseball related Fernando Mania, even though it has Fernando. I would rename myself Fernando, and my boat would be Fernando Mania.
Can you do something in and out?
Paint it Dodger blue.
Anything in and out related?
Double chopped chilies.
Animal style, the boat.
Animal style.
Oh, animal style. That's not bad.
There you go. That's what
not
it
bad.
Is.
All right.
That's
what it is.
Mine would be, it's from a, it's from Lost. So I don't know if you guys want to show Lost, but there's a character whose line is, see you in another life, brother. So mine would be S-E-A. See you in another life, brother.
Okay.
Not bad.
Good ones, Emily. I like it.
She's
all right.
Side hustle, naming boats.
Next up, did you see that moms spend an average of 68 minutes per day on meal prep, and dads spend about 23 minutes a day? So if your mom appeared on a cooking show, what would her signature dish be? Trav?
My mom's a very, very good cook, and she does a lot of things really, really well. The thing that this is going to sound much worse than it actually is. There are these things called porcupines, okay? Do any of you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
They're
is it
basic,
a cookie?
It's not a cookie. It's an entree. And it's meatballs that have rice baked into them.
Okay.
And you bake the meatballs, and they have rice, and then they come with this sauce. It's like a tomato sauce that's got corn and onions and garlic in it, and you kind of drizzle it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Terrific. Hmm. And I've never seen it anywhere. I don't know where she got the recipe, but it's called Porcupines. I've tried to make it. I can't quite get it the way that she has it. That would be her pilot episode, is making porcupines.
So, Taylor, this is a perfect example. I think I'm staying here all day today, right? Got the game, everything. So I literally just gave myself just enough time to make a PB&J sandwich. I'm like, that's going to be good enough.
What I had for dinner last night.
Banana, apple, grabbed a couple of things. I'm like, I'll just figure it out. Where if it was my girl, as an example, she would actually prepare something. My mom, I'd say, signature dish. We did it at Muhammad's down in
Dolma.
Yeah. I mean, every time we have the entire family over, that's kind of like, all right, this is what I'm going to make. And that's the, you know, use the grape leaves, the way they mix the rice, the ground beef, all the seasoning that
similar
they put together.
To just, there's no grape leaves in this one, but mm-hmm. same lane. It's ground meat and rice.
It's 200%. I've joked around about this for Thanksgiving. It's like there's no American dishes. They're all Middle Eastern dishes. Maybe a turkey on the sidelines. But yeah, it's going to be probably dolma.
Sounds good.
So my dad is more of the cook in our house. So I'd say his would probably be like a dirty rice, which is like essentially meat and rice and spices. And it just is always good, always the spot for me. But then my mom, so every year for our birthday, we'd get to bring into class this cookie she made, but it's essentially a version of a blondie. So you know how there's a brownie, there's a blondie. So my mom makes really good blondies, and then also she makes really good chicken casserole. I feel like every mom makes a good casserole, but I ask for the chicken casserole whenever I'm home, and it's my favorite thing.
Have you ever had a blondie?
No.
Neither have I. I know what they are, and I've seen them. I've never actually... You should have Mrs. Hebel send us a batch.
She also does this, like, so there's butterscotch versions and chocolate chip versions, but my favorite was the butterscotch version of the blondie. It was so good, and it was actually, I guess it was my grandmother's recipe. Oh, and my mom makes really good coffee cake.
Have her send it. Let's go. Yes, that stuff travels. Mail us a box of blondies. Put them in a little cookie tin.
I'm in.
Al and I will try our first blondie.
I'm in.
Sounds great.
Next up, guys, did you
what
see
about
that?
Your mom, Taylor? What would she make?
She used to make pork fritters really well. So,
so
it's
good.
Like the size of your head,
yeah.
A piece of, you know, pork tenderloin, and then yeah. It's just lightly breaded.
Fried in the pan, Slee. Mm.
Get out of the
Sorry,
way.
Sorry, Taylor. I got to cut you off for one good tweet from Corporate Greg's Peloton. He says, what about Shore Time instead of Showtime?
Not bad.
That's a
Not
good
bad.
Bow name.
Not bad.
Remember Shore Dave time. Shore? Remember yeah. Dave Shore? That'd be perfect for his. Shore Time. That's perfect for
when
his.
When
are
you going
right
out,
there.
Slee? Marina Del Rey? Let's do it.
I'm in. But can we wait
First
like 2 months?
Right
it's already too cold right
I'm
now.
I'm stuck on fritters, by the way. Pork fritter, my good little applesauce on the side there, Taylor, perhaps?
It was a good follow-up question by you because we wouldn't have got that
pickles.
If you didn't ask him.
I know.
It's good with honey mustard and pickles.
That sounds terrific. Yeah. Yes. Have your mother send some of those.
All right. Next up. Did you see a 29-year-old woman has been charged for posing as a teenager to enroll at a high school in New Jersey? So her fake birth certificate was discovered 4 days after she enrolled. Sliwa, when did you stop looking like a high schooler?
Eighth grade?
No, you know what? I think you'd be surprised. I think by the time I looked like a high schooler in high school. You know, I kind of still had the fro, literally. I think that was my hair. I still kind of looked young. I would say by the time I finished high school at 17. Just when I, you know, started or whatever. I think by the time I'm 18, 19 years old, you're like, okay, yeah, he's definitely not in high school.
I think I've always looked kind of age appropriate as well. Like I don't know, maybe by the time I was a senior in high school, I could have passed as somebody who had been out of high school for a little while, but nothing crazy. Like I didn't have a heavy beard or anything like that. I looked a little bit of a baby face until I was about 18 or 19. I think I could have pulled it off. I wouldn't have been 22. They would have been like, yeah, nice try. Beat it, buddy. get out of here.
I was still trying to get in all the high school parties at 28.
This story happens once
all the
a year.
Time.
It happens.
I don't understand the desire.
What are they trying to get done here? Like,
wait,
what's
wasn't
the
there a dude? I forget the details of it. Well, wasn't there something sports related?
That's the most common one where a guy, typically a man,
graduated.
He's 22 years old and he goes back to play high school basketball in hopes of getting a scholarship because he can
something like that.
I get the end game to that, right? Yep. That I'm trying to get a scholarship. But the people that could just go back to rerun high school as a 24-year-old, like, what is the end game of that? What are you trying to accomplish?
I think this lady was an immigrant. Maybe she just wanted to go get an education. Oh,
okay.
I have no idea.
That makes more sense than just wanting to go to the prom again, wanting to take English lit. I don't understand.
Go learn an instrument and band or something?
Right.
I don't know.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Let's do one more. Did you see that 91% of young people experience daily bouts of boredom? So, Trav, what makes a person boring?
Not having a lot of different things to talk about, right? You don't need to know a lot about everything, but yeah. You should be able to dip your toe in a handful of different things. Like the person that is boring to me is the person that is an expert on one thing, and it's the only thing that they are conversant in, and the only thing that they want to talk about, can talk about, and that's their entire life, is this little silo of information. That's boring to me. If you got a little bit about a lot of different things, that's the person that I want to talk to.
For me, if it's the same conversation, like if I'm having the same conversation with somebody, I'm just using that as an example. Somebody wants to complain about something, and they're always complaining about something, and every time you have a conversation with them, you already know that that's going to be happening. I don't know if boring is the perfect definition, but the expectation of already knowing what's coming, there's some disinterest there, which I guess is defined as boring.
Emily?
I don't know if it's one specific thing. There are a lot of things that I think are boring, but I don't know if it's one. I can't put it down.
You know what? This is the opposite. So maybe if not having, but somebody said, oh, it reminds me of the time when. I like that. Like when it's just, oh yeah, and it just stops like that. That's, dude, have you not lived a life? Have you not gone anywhere? Have you not
There's
done
no
anything?
Conversation There's back no, and forth.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of the time when I was in Chicago and we ended up at this and this. Oh.
Just give that person alcohol. Give that person alcohol. They'll start talking.
Worse.
If they're quieter with alcohol, that's that can't be good.
All right, we'll go back to the Lakers. They are in the Garden tonight. LeBron is going to play. AD is likely to play. And what is our most important or impressive, not important, most impressive things about LeBron James? The list is long. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.